Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Leonard Crew Wheeler, and we got a great show tonight, folks. We're going to be talking about the upcoming TKAA tournament here in Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads area. My strategy for the tournament with the ongoing weather, and how I would approach it, and how I'm going to fish it, and if you're going to be there, you can find me. You can't miss me. I'll probably wear a Jackson Kayak shirt or one of the many sponsors you hear on the Low Sodium Show, as well as a hat from Bull Bay Rods. But yeah, we're going to talk about some bass fishing for this tournament, because I'm in the bass side of this tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting to see how things happen, and we should have a great tournament as long as the weather holds out. Fingers crossed on that one. But it is a TKAA tournament, and the weather's always a little gnarly for those tournaments. But we're going to make the best of it and have a lot of fun. Matt is unfortunately not with me tonight. He has prior commitments he could not get away from, and that's understandable. And have fun, buddy. And we'll see you next week. And coming up in 2 weeks, y'all. Yes, we have gotten down to 2 weeks. We have the Boondoggle coming up. All right. This is going to be absolutely awesome, sauce approved. I am so excited for this Boondoggle. You have no idea. But we're going to have a great Boondoggle. We're going to have a lot of fun. And it's going to be a great time had by all. So with that being said, let's take our first quick little break. And we'll be right back with more of the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, man. What you doing, man? I'm just trying to find out about this Boondoggle thing, man. Boondoggle? That's not good stuff, man. A friend of mine back in the hood smoked some of that stuff, man. It's not good. He was freaking out, man. Nah, man. I'm talking about a kayak fishing Boondoggle, man. It's when a bunch of fishermen on kayaks get together to hang out, man. A bunch of kayak fishermen hanging out. Sounds fishy to me, man. How do these guys hook up? Well, I tried to look them up, but they don't have a website yet, man. No website, man. Bummer. Nah, man, but I hear they're trying to raise money to build one, man.
Oh, yeah? I'm trying to raise the money, too, man. You want to buy some?
Nah, man. But this kayak fishing Boondoggle thing is really a good idea, man. I think we ought to help these guys out, man.
All right, man. I'm with you. So where do we go, man?
Oh, nah, man. We ain't got to go nowhere, man. Right now, we can help them out by checking out kayakfishingboondoggle.com, man.
Okay, man. I can boondoggle on that, man. Don't get stuck in your kayak.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each blank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Kayak Fishing Radio presents The Low Sodium Show with your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler.
All right, folks, and we're back with more of The Low Sodium Show. And as I mentioned before, I'm going to be fishing the TKAA tournament this coming weekend. And my, excuse me, I'll be fishing the bass division. And what I'm going to be doing is fishing a very local lake. Literally, it's right around the corner from my house. And it's got this, I don't know the best way to put it. It's a different lake than any lake I've ever fished on. Meaning that the bass just don't act the way they should. All right, it's a pretty shallow lake. The deepest part in it is about 10 feet. All right, and that's through a section that sees a lot, pretty much by the boat ramp, sees a lot of action. But the rest of the lake averages about 6 feet. And this is one of those lakes where it's hard to fish. It is one of the hardest to fish. Not much dock, not much cover along the bank. So it's a lot of off the banks fishing. And there's some really big bass in here. 22, 24-inch bass that can be difficult to catch, but still manageable. And I'm going to break down how I'm going to start my day, depending on the weather. We've got this son of a gun of a storm moving in. Not sure what it's going to do, but it's going to blow. I know that. And it's going to blow out of the northeast, which is going to, chill things down and make things difficult. And it's going to make things, it's going to make things interesting. Usually when I get a northeast blow, it makes things difficult. There's an old saying, nothing out of the north is good. Nothing out of the east is even worse. Anything out of the southeast, it's going to be a beast. So, with that being said, that's a saltwater way of thinking. This is going to be fresh water. So, the way this lake is situated, the boat ramp is on the western side, and that is pretty much your primary way of getting into this lake. It's got a bunch of the lake runs west to east. Has a northern branch that goes off, splits off to another body of water. Now, with that being said, it's about, I'm going to say, a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles long, and it's wide open. There is no cover per se, because as I mentioned before, there's not much bank cover. And there's a lot of rock, a lot of sand, some mud. It's a difficult lake to fish, man. It is very difficult to fish, but it is fishable. And I've told people this before, if you can catch fish on this lake, you can catch fish just about anywhere. And they go, oh, and then they fish it. They go, wow, yeah, you got that right. But the forage on this lake is actually kind of cool. There's a lot of crawfish, okay? Along with the crawfish, there's a handful of brim. Not a whole lot of brim on this lake, surprisingly. There are a lot of perch. Okay, for whatever reason, this is a perchy lake. And there's a lot of shad as well. So that really brings it down to where I'm going to primarily use my forage species. Perch and shad, okay, are the big ones. What I'll also use a lot of times is I'll throw a crawfish imitation, a jig, a shaky head, stuff like that, around those high crawfish populated areas, as a starter tool to see what's going on in there. If there's small bass or if I feel ticks or whatever. I do apologize, folks. I've been sick the past 2 days, I haven't slept because of it, so I do apologize. I've learned on this lake that once you find, just like any lake, but this lake in particular, that if you can, that if you can go in, okay, and you can find what they're feeding on in one cove, you can catch them up. With that being said, you go to the next cove, it's entirely different. Okay, it is. That's why I love this lake to death. It is so hard to fish, but the fishing is so good. It's just weird, okay? Trust me on this. Baits that I'm going to primarily use. I'm going to use a lot of rattle traps, a lot of crankbaits. It's just who I am. It's how I'm going to fish it because I am fishing that perch bite. I will be using the shell crackers and the space monkeys and the and perch style baits. I'll be using jigs and shaky heads. Of course, you know I'll be using Tommy head jigs and unfair lures. That goes without saying, and all of them will be thrown off of a bull bay rod. All right, I truly believe that is the key to success, and you're seeing it more and more and more coming from the kayaking industry now. And the boat bass boaters are using bull bay rods. They're using Tommy head jigs, and I saw one guy throwing an unfair lures the other day on Bassmaster. So we're coming in hot, and there's a reason that these companies are doing as well as they are right now. And of course, they'll all be at the Boondoggle as well, so definitely get your butt over there to the Boondoggle and enjoy some boondoggling. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm uber excited. Now, with all that being said, way I'm going to start my day off actually is going to be throwing a shell cracker, which is a perch-shaped bait, and actually placing it. I've got a few spots that are thickets in that have been submerged. These thickets have been submerged. Right off the shoreline, that they're very, very good for holding big bass. And what I'll do is I've got them marked on a GPS, and I'm going to hit them first, and I'm going to drop those perch baits into the holes of that brush pile. The reason I'm going to be doing that is I'm going to be trying to inhibit a strike, okay? I want one of those big strikes really early, really quick. Get that out of the way, because TKA, it's all about the size. It's not about numbers. So if you can get a monster, you're absolutely golden. So, excuse me. What I'll be doing, like I said, I'll be throwing that shell cracker, trying to put that in, and getting that elicit a strike, using shad colors as well. If that doesn't do anything, start throwing most likely an unfair lure around the tips of the tops of the brush piles. It'll probably be a greeny in a bluish color to simulate the shad. If that doesn't work, and rattle traps and crankbaits. If that doesn't work, then a shaky head and a jig. Crawling that along the bottom or swimming that through the brush pile. If I can only catch dinks, what I mean by dinks, 16 to 18 inch bass, I'll move on. I've got a few other spots on this lake that always seem to produce, but they're different bodies. One is on a cypress field, where these cypress knees are all everywhere, and it got old cypress trees, and a couple of them have come down. It always seems to produces something, whether it be a dink or a monster. It all depends, and that that area is absolutely filled, unless things have changed in the past 3 weeks. That place is absolutely filled with crawfish. It is absolutely filled with perch and other small bait fish, and it was actually chock-a-block full of 18 to 20 inch bass last time I was in there, and I don't see them leaving that area because of how difficult it is for the boaters to get to it, and the amount of life. I mean, just filled with life. Plus, it is a southern-facing area that doesn't get the northeast wind, so it'll be warmer the water will be warmer than everywhere else. And you already got to start thinking about that crap again, don't you? Yeah, you do. So it'll be a good spot. And it's great because it's got rock on one side. It's got mud. It's got sand. It's a quintessential bass haven. And it's actually pretty deep right there, too. And it's a couple spots. It gets about 12 feet. So it's definitely worth the time and the effort for me to spend some time there as well. There are a lot of rocky shoreline areas, so you know, running a rattle trap, running the unfair lures, greenie, the Dinkum's mullet, other baits like that would behoove me to do. You know, they're always going to produce very, very well, and that's the great thing about them. But with all that being said, we got to take a quick break, and when we come right back, we'll talk more about the TKE tournament and much, much more, only on the Low Sodium Show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Is it a tournament? No, it's not a freaking tournament. A boondoggle's just an event where a bunch of kayak anglers come together for a weekend of fun and kayak fishing. We all get together and fish, check out industry-related products, have a big dinner, and swap a fishing story or two. What's that? Sounds like a useless waste of time? Yeah, it is. So what? So get your butt up off the couch and get to a boondoggle. Bring yourself. Bring your family. Heck, bring your hairy-ass brother-in-law. I don't care. Just get to a boondoggle. Check out yakangler.com/boondoggle for more information.
That's right, folks. We got the boondoggle coming up, and it is going to be an absolute great time. So definitely check it out at yakangler.com/boondoggle. And it'll be an absolute blast. Now, what it also is going on at the same, we have going on as well as a kayak angler choice awards. Excuse me. This is going to be a pretty amazing setup. This is the fourth year we've been doing it, and it's definitely worth your time to check it out. Dominate your favorite folks, and it'll be a great time had by all. And I do recommend you know getting out there and voting for your favorite angler, boat, lure, everything you can think of is viable in the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. And so get out there and vote now. You can find this at yakangler.com/choice. Okay. So there you go. We're doing nominations as we speak. Well, okay, with that being said, let's get back into what's going on at TKAA right now for this tournament coming up. And we have this front moving in. It's going to change things up from when I fished this lake about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And now the key to success, per se, for this body of water is being flexible. It's not necessarily using a million different baits, but using the right baits at the right time. Okay? So, like I said, my strategy is to run the perch baits first, shad baits second, and then run the bottom baits. Senkos work here a lot, too. So I might throw some weightless Senkos. I might be throwing a lot of different baits, okay? But basically, they'll all be the same thing, dark colors. The reason for the dark colors for this lake is it's always got a little tannic color to it, a little muddy color to it. And it is definitely a crazy-looking body of water. The bass come out really cool looking. And it's definitely a lot of fun to fish. Now, if I can't get into this lake for whatever reason, my backup is a lake that is an open lake, okay? But the one of the launch points is off of a military base, and that's where I would be launching it from. Very shallow lake, deepest part of it is probably 6 feet. And it is hard, very hard to fish. Reason for that is even though the water is on this other lake very, very muddy all the time due to the large amount of carp that are in the lake, the white or pearl baits seem to be key to success. So it goes against everything I know, but that's the way this lake is, and it is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. When you can figure them out, when you can get it right and you can get on them, you can literally tear up the bass left and right and absolutely just whoop them. I mean, go from once you figure out what they're looking for, you can literally sit there and whoop 15 to 20 bass in a half mile stretch. As long as you're hitting the same cover, the same things that they're looking for, because it's that good. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love the fishing these bass. Going through my notes, folks. You know, I cannot say enough about Bull Bay rods. You know, I've helped design two rods with them now, and hopefully more down the road. And, you know, the bomb dropper is one of my babies. And I could not have been happier with the way the bomb dropper coming out. And the great thing about Bull Bay is we're never satisfied. We're always trying to make it better. And we're getting very close to having perfection. perfection for a rod. And then we have the greenie. I'm still trying to figure out a name for that. But it is a absolute solid rod. Great for spinner baits, jerk baits, throwing Texas worms, Carolina rigs. I mean, you name it, and this rod handles it without even blinking. And when you want to hammer them, you can too. It is a excellent rod, and you know, you match that up with a Tommy head jig or unfair lure, and you are just absolutely killing it. And I cannot say enough about them, and I cannot say enough about Jackson Kayaks as well. EJ and Marty and Miss Sonia and Drew Gregory, Brooks Beatty, and the whole Jackson Kayak family, you know, just cannot say enough about their commitment to excellence. And it's just, you can tell from every last stinking boat that comes out of that factory and all of the employees there, y'all do such a wonderful job of making sure that, you know, build it like it's your own. That big sign right there by the finishers, best way I call them. They're the ones that put all the tackle, you know, the terminal pieces on the kayak and stuff like that. You know, build it like it's your own. And it hangs right above them, and they do. They do an actual job. Steve and Terry and the rest of those folks sit there that pop rivets and drill holes in your kayak before you can. They do an excellent job, and kudos to all of them there. To Orca Coolers, I mean, just making one hell of a cooler. If you haven't seen Orca Cooler, know what Orca Cooler is, then you're missing out, and you need to check them out. Absolutely making the best rotomolded cooler out in the business, and can't say enough about them. Tommy Head Jigs. Tommy, dude, you're making one hell of a jig, buddy. I mean, this is a beautiful jig. You can use for any application, fresh, salt, for bass to crappie to redfish, all on the same jig and be stellar with it. I mean, that tells you wonders on the quality. Paul Van Reenen and Unfair Lures. Oh my God, the newest line of Unfair Lures that we're going to be showing off at the Boondoggle are absolutely insane. For all you striper guys, I'm telling you right now, we have a striper lure that is kick ass, and we've switched over to Mustad. Stronger hooks, better hooks. Never settling for less, and always improving. And I cannot say enough about Tommy Head Jigs and Unfair Lures and Bull Bay Rods and the rest of my personal sponsors. I could not do what I do without y'all. And I do apologize for this summer being a little crazy and not being as open and helpful as I could be. But we will be having a lot of fun in the wintertime, and we will have a lot of fun in the springtime coming up. And coming up next summer, I'm looking to have a blast with everybody, doing what I do best and promoting y'all's products. And it's a pleasure, folks. You know, for you, my biggest sponsors, and that's my fans that listen to my show. And I do apologize. I started losing my voice earlier today, and I try to save it. I couldn't do this without y'all. 3+ years now, I'm only running. I've been doing this for almost 3 years now, a little over 3 years, I think. And I couldn't do it without y'all. You, the listener, are the reason that I do this. I look at the numbers. I might not have a huge amount of people on live shows, but that's why I love the Wednesday night. Because I know that, by Thursday mid-afternoon, all y'all that are sitting at church or school or whatever, you all are going to listen in, and it's awesome. It absolutely is awesome. I cannot thank y'all enough for doing what y'all do. And yes, Tommy, I see you in there. I know. And folks, I'm telling you what, Tommy Head Jigs, if you don't own some, I don't care if you freshwater, I don't care if you saltwater, I don't care if you bluegill fish, okay, or if you fish for, catfish, you have got to pick up some Tommy Head Jigs and absolutely change the way you fish. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. And actually, Tommy's just getting back from Bible study himself, so there you go. But as you hear, my voice is starting to go. So I'm going to try to save it. I do apologize, Tommy. I know you just got on, buddy, but I'm losing my voice as I'm talking. I do apologize, but we've had this cold snap and awesome. There, Tommy. But we've had this cold snap. We've had a bunch of things happen that, has really, I'm not going to say compromised my immune system, but it's not helping any. it's a pain in my rumpus. It's the best way to put it. So, that being said, gave you my ideas what I'm going to happen during the TKA tourney. Coming up next week is the last show before, or the second last show before the Boondoggle. All right, I'm going to do my show Wednesday night and pretty much end the show and take off after in 2 weeks. So it's going to be a great lead up to it, and hopefully we'll see you guys very soon down at the Boondoggle. But before then, listen to Kayak Fishing Radio. Check out Chip's show tomorrow night. You know, he's always going to do what he does best, and it should be a lot of fun. And Revish Chuck doing what he does on Monday nights, too. So it would be a great time had by KFR all the way around. And, I've had Coldies, Alka-Seltzer, you know, bourbon and tea and, you name it, man. It's just killing me. But with that being said, folks, I thank all my personal sponsors, Tommy Head Jigs, Unfair Lures, Orca Coolers, Jackson Kayak, and Bull Bay Rods. I couldn't do this without y'all. I couldn't do this without you, the listener. And I couldn't have done this without Chip Gibson and YakAngler.com as well. So with all that being said, remember, folks, take a kid fishing. Always wear your PFD. It does you no good if you're sitting on it or if it's floating away and you're in the water doing you no good. So always wear your PFD. And remember, get your fish on, man. Have a great day, everybody. Catch you next week.